Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 23, Johannesburg 21 en Rustenburg 22.
N3 southbound through Van Buren still busy. N1 northbound in Midrand still slow towards Olifantsfontein. Is queuing traffic at the R21 N1 interchange in Pretoria. And the big issue, trying to get out of that toll gate north of Pretoria, it is queuing from there all the way to Stormfull.
Bulls director of rugby Jake White says that his side won't die wandering tomorrow, and Siya Kolisi challenges Rassing to be on point in their top 14 playoff.
Die ANC se Toko Didiza, voorheen die minister van Landbou, Bosbou en Landelike Ontwikkeling, is amptelik verkies as die speaker van die nasionale vergadering.
I'd like to thank my organization, the African National Congress, for having nominated me to represent them as the movement, but also the people of South Africa, supported by the parties that have voted me.
En dan is ons verslaggewer Anastasie Mokgobo daar.
Didiza was nominated by the ANC's outgoing chief whip, Phemi Majodina. She was contested by EFF National Chairperson Veronica Mente, who was nominated by ATM President Vuyile Tuzungula. The agreement struck by the ANC and DA to form Government of National Unity saw Didiza receiving 284 votes, while Mente received only 49. In her acceptance speech, Didiza said Parliament is an important institution and MPs must ensure they do their work as legislated in the interest of the people. Anastasie Mokgobo, Jacaranda FM News in Cape Town.
Die adjunk speaker word volgende gekies. Die EFF het die African Transformation Movement se Vuyo Zungula benoem as die kandidaat vir die posisie, terwyl die DA se Anlie Lotriet ook benoem is. Intussen sê 'n politieke ontleder aan die Universiteit van die Vrystaat, Dr. Harlan Kloete, die kabinet word aangestel deur die president.
En nadat die president aangestel is, is dit natuurlik die prerogatief van die president om sy kabinet aan te stel. As daar dan 'n breë samewerkingsooreenkoms is met ander politieke partye, dan voorsien ons dat die president dan seker vir hulle sal 'n plek maak in 'n kabinet. Ek dink die sleutelposte vir die ANC is finansies, maatskaplike ontwikkeling, ekonomiese ontwikkeling. Dit is die sleutelpilare.
En Annelies, die departement van gesondheid het nog 'n geval van apokke bevestig. Die 7de pasiënt is 'n 39-jarige man van Northcliff in Johannesburg. Hier is die woordvoerder van die departement, Foster Mohale.
The latest confirmed case is a 39-year-old male patient who was admitted at a local private health facility in Cape Town in the Western Cape province, who tested positive for mpox on Thursday 13th of June 2024. The patient presented with extensive lesions and his CD4 count is yet to be confirmed.
Wat die weer betref, Pretoria 5:23 môre, Johannesburg 4:21, Mbombela 10:23 en Skukuza 4:28. Polokwane 5:22, Messina 14:26, Rustenburg 4:22 en Mahikeng 4:23. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
Baie dankie Marlene. Gewoonlik maandag tot donderdag tussen 6 en 7 speel ons meer musiek as enige iemand anders, maar op 'n Vrydag doen ons hierdie vier in 'n ry nie. Meneer Rob Forbes is hier reg.
I am so ready. Are you ready for me?
Always on a Friday.
Okay, let's do this.